Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Kelsey Coleman with the Better Business Bureau. Welcome back to the show, Kelsey. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me.
The Equifax data breach has many concerned. How big is this breach?
Right, it does. So the Equifax data breach has affected roughly 143 million people. So that's no small number. And information like our social security numbers, our full names, our addresses, our birth dates, and even our driver's licenses and credit card numbers could be compromised.
How do you find out if you're impacted?
So Equifax has set up a really great website that does have a portal where you can enter in your information to see, and they do tell you roughly if you were affected. And that's EquifaxSecurity2017.com. But there are a lot of things that you can do on your own just preemptively to make sure that you are monitoring everything on your own as well.
Yeah, we're going to run down what we can do. You don't have to be a client of Equifax or ever dealt with them. I mean, they've gathered this information on everybody as one of the credit monitoring services, haven't they?
Correct, yes.
You find out through Equifax that your information probably was one of the 143 million that were compromised. What should you do? What's the next step?
Right. So if you do suspect that you've been a victim of the data breach, it's really important to be proactive and to be vigilant. So there's a couple of ways that you can do that on your own. The first would be definitely be monitoring your credit card statements. You should be doing this more than just the paper statement that comes in the mail, but doing it more actively online, even once a week at minimum, to make sure that you're seeing the charges as they come in. And that way you can flag anything that is not yours with your credit card company, and they can issue you a new card right then. Same with your debit card. You may even want to contact your bank for more information so that you can even preemptively request a new debit card or put a security block on your account. You'll also want to be checking your credit reports. So you are entitled to a free credit report every year from Equifax, from Experian, from TransUnion, the three different credit reporting agencies. And you can get that by going to annualcreditreport.com. It is the only free site out there that lets you get your credit reports for free. And so when you're looking at your credit report, it's really important to make sure that you actually recognize every credit card that's listed on there and every debt that's on there. Your personal information is correct. This is your credit history. And so you want to make sure that you recognize everything on there. And if you don't, you want to flag it correctly immediately with the credit reporting agency and the bank where the loan has been taken out so that you can get that removed from your history, and they'll start the investigation right then and there.
You mentioned the Equifax site earlier. They have some steps you can take through that as well for protection?
Exactly. So Equifax is offering a monitoring service. They're also offering a credit freeze for everyone who is affected. A credit freeze is a great thing. So if you see something that was on your credit report that's not yours, that's a good indication that you are a victim of identity theft. And so putting that credit freeze on your credit reports is a great step, because that actually prevents anyone from opening up a new line of credit in your name. You can still use your current existing credit cards, your current loans, and it does not affect your credit score, but you'll just want to keep in mind that if you do put that credit freeze on, you'll want to put it on with each of the three credit reporting agencies. And you'll also need to remove it if you want to ever, you know, open up a new line of credit with a new credit card, a mortgage, a car loan. So that's one thing to keep in mind. It's not a hard process to go through what they call the thaw of the credit freeze, but it is something to keep in mind for your timeline.
I know there's been a lot of people with this many people impacted that are going that route. It's kind of overwhelm the system a bit, so you need to be patient if you're trying to set up a credit freeze.
Right. That is what's happening right now. Equifax has put out an alert saying that they were down a bit, but they are back up and running. So you should be able to get that in. But do be patient, just because there are a lot of people doing it as well.
Are there general fraud alerts that are offered through a lot of cards?
There are, yeah. There's definitely things that you can sign. There's other monitoring services other than Equifax that you can, either through your credit card or through another company, that will be giving you those alerts. Just remember, the alert is something that's happening after the fact. So you want to be monitoring stuff on your own as well. And so that way, you know, and putting that credit freeze on so that you're not finding about anything after the fact.
There are a lot of services for a fee that will do monitoring and more. And I understand they've seen an increase in users since this Equifax breach was announced.
Right, I can imagine. And with those services, just make sure you're reading the fine print, understand exactly what you're getting for the cost, and understand if it is a free year, that, you know, what happens after that year? Have you given your credit card information? Are they going to charge you after that year? And just really read that fine print and understand exactly what you're entitled to.
Is there additional help available online as far as all these steps?
Yes. So on our with the Better Business Bureau, we have set up a site that has information about this. You can find that at bbb.org. And also just keep checking the Equifax website as well. They're going to also have the latest information too that you'll need to know. So keeping your eyes and ears out for the latest is important.
And when you're checking for your credit report or trying to make a credit freeze, any of these things, how important is it to make sure you're on a secure connection and you're on the right website?
It is very important to make sure that you're on the correct website and that you have a secure connection. There are definitely going to be scammers out there who are going to be looking to make a bad situation worse, and they're probably going to be contacting you pretending to be Equifax, pretending to be your bank. And in this case, any kind of unsolicited, you know, contact like that, proceed with caution and make sure you're actually using the website and the phone number that you know to be legitimate.
Since the Equifax breach was announced, my work email has been just inundated with emails saying, Mr. News Department, fraud alert on your account. And it's pretty much from every major bank what the scammers are claiming. They just want you to click on and provide some info, right?
Absolutely. Right. And so it's very important to be spreading the word. Let all your family members know to, you know, take your time before you answer any emails, before you click on any links, and to proceed with caution because scammers are going to be looking to make the situation worse.
I'm Robert Allen talking with the Better Business Bureau's Kelsey Coleman. Thank you so much for all that information on the Equifax data breach. Again, the Better Business Bureau website has a complete list of things you should be doing to keep in mind in the wake of this big news. Another big topic in the news, hurricanes. Please share some general advice for wise charitable giving.
Absolutely. So the Better Business Bureau is definitely urging folks to give, but to give wisely. And in this case, with any, you know, charitable donation, make sure that you are making sure that the charity is legitimate. And you can do that by going to the Better Business Bureau's charity arm, which is give.org, to make sure that the charity meets all of the Better Business Bureau's standards. We've put a list together for all of the charities for the Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. And so you can go to give.org to find a list of all of those charities. That on-the-ground presence. Those are the charities that are going to be able to get to the need more quickly, and you'll want to be able to, you know, work with them so that you can see your money go as far as it can. You can check the charity's website to make sure that it's clearly describing what the charity is going to be doing to address the immediate needs. And find out if the charity is providing any kind of direct aid or if they're raising money for other groups. Some charities may be raising money to pass along to relief organizations, so you may want to consider avoiding that middleman and give directly to those that have the presence in the region.
What about crowdfunding sites?
So crowdfunding is very popular in this day and age, but definitely keep in mind that crowdfunding sites, they do very little vetting of the individuals who are deciding to post for assistance after a disaster, and it's often difficult for donors to actually verify that the trustworthiness of the crowdfunding request. So make sure that if you do decide to give to contribute via crowdfunding, it's probably best to give to people who you personally know and that have posted requests for assistance that way. And you can go to give.org. We have more tips on crowdfunding that way. I know it's a very popular way of giving, but just make sure that you do realize that these people who are putting those donation requests up there aren't vetted.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with the Better Business Bureau's Kelsey Coleman. Well, let's talk about scams. Tell us a little bit about the BBB Scam Tracker.
The Better Business Bureau has a portal called BBB Scam Tracker. You can find it by going to bbb.org/scam tracker. And it is an interactive map of the United States and Canada where you can actually zoom in on your area to see what scams are being reported. And you can get a good feel for what's trending in your area. And you can then also report scams too. When you're reading the scams, you can read the details, search by keyword, and you can get a good feel. Oh, maybe that phone call that you did receive is a scam because you're seeing that somebody else in your area reported it as well. So it's a great information tool. It's sharing information. information. It's helping people be more empowered with this information and taking that power out of the scammer's hands.
Well, what are some of the main things to keep in mind to avoid becoming a scam victim?
So make sure that you're taking your time and you're doing your homework. That is, you know, as easy as it sounds, but, you know, any kind of unsolicited contact that, you know, wants your personal information, they're asking you for money, that is a big red flag. And in these cases, if you are being contacted and told that, you know, your utilities are going to be turned off or, you know, some other drastic thing, make sure that you're contacting your utility company in this case to actually find out directly from them if that's legitimate. Don't just take this unsolicited phone call for what they say without actually contacting your utility company itself. Scammers do not discriminate. And in fact, our BBB scam tracker data is actually showing us that younger people are more likely to, you know, fall victim and actually give money to scammers more than our older folks. And so in this case, it's really important just to, you know, not have that optimism bias where you think that, oh, this is not going to happen to me. And you really just want to, you know, be aware that these scammers are not discriminating and really spread the word with your family members of all ages.
We're about out of time, so please repeat some of those websites we discussed earlier.
So Equifax's website is EquifaxSecurity2017.com. And then we've got, for our charity donations, we've got give.org, where you can find a list of all the charities that the Better Business Bureau is recommending that you donate to. And that list is going to be updated as we get more in. But those are great ones to start with for now.
Yeah, and of course, the Better Business Bureau main website, you've got the scam tracker, you've got a lot going on there. The Better Business Bureau's Kelsey Coleman, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Robert.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.